Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth
drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F to N Word. And of course, I want to hear from you. So if you can, give me a call, 347-826-7435. That's the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're afraid to call me, you know, you can always email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, take all of them, right? I'm a nice guy like that. Also, if you're one of those people, social network. I'm thinking there's an overabundance of social networking going on right now. If you have Facebook, jump to the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J will add you. Once again, we have a Facebook group, the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J will add you. Also, if you're listening to the show live in the chat room, you can jump into the live chat room on Blog Talk. And for your added pleasure, you can get into the chat room on the Smooth Drama site also. Because I'm nice like that. Like Diggable Planet. Or was that cool like that? Yeah, that one too. And basically anywhere you see Smooth Drama, add me, I add you back, and we can talk a taste on it. I mean, I think it goes without saying that a lot of people are in fear, panic, whatnot, about the coronavirus and what we can do. I mean, I got toilet paper. I got baby wipes. I hope you do too. Apparently, coronavirus makes people use the bathroom uncontrollably. Is that why we're all getting toilet paper up the yin yang? It's like, you know, I mean, folks is watching videos of folks getting into knockdown, drag out battles over toilet paper. And then of course there's the people shopping, making sure that they get what they're gonna get food wise, which is actually hilarious to me, because you have people buying food that you have to cook, but y'all don't cook. Because I see the mad dash on beans, right? And I'm social commentary. Y'all don't know how to cook beans. It's you got them, but what you gonna do with it? It's that old J.O. Felon, I can give it to you, but what you gonna do with it? It's like you see a lot of people out there, they got all this stuff, and you gotta actually cook it. It's gonna be some terrible food eating going on during this quarantine. So in the Bay Area, we're quarantined. It hasn't come to the rest of the United States yet. I mean, the world is quarantining. You know, they're on a whole other level. Like, you got to have papers to show that you're going to work, but not quarantine. That's how serious they are. But you know, in the Bay Area, they're quarantined. San Francisco, Alameda County, which is pretty much everywhere. And so what was said was they're going to give it a couple days so that people can kind of like ease into it, and it's at the police's discretion. So next couple days or so, you'll start seeing it amp up where police are going to be like, hey, where the hell are you going? So if you just out there recklessly living it up, doing your thing, you got to prove why you're out there. If you're cavorting, and it was funny because I thought about Jim Crow for a second, because you see like four or five black dudes in front of a liquor store, and he started thinking, hey, you gonna send y'all home or you gonna get arrested, because four or five of y'all at the liquor store, and y'all might be spreading the coronavirus. At least that's going to be the reason why they, although they're probably not going to want to take you to jail. It's going to be interesting. Folks going to just get shot. It's on a whole other level right now. Because we're talking about what can potentially happen. So, for example, who wants to touch who? I mean, intelligence is on call right now because we have a lot of people who, some people trying to steal, rob people, whatnot, and steal from people. And so there's some research criminals that you need to do. I know some of you are on social media, and if you just happen to be a criminal and you're listening to the show, please pay attention. Apparently, cardboard and metal, the virus can stay alive for 24 hours. So, material 6, plastic to 12 hours, I believe. And so, I would say, like for one, if you're going to steal, break into a car or whatnot, you know, the outside of the car is metal. One, please wear your gloves and your mask if you're going to be out there. If not, you're endangering yourself and everybody else, because if you got it, then you could be giving it to folks by breaking into their car and touching it. And then you come out there and you see your car is broken into, and now you don't know if they got the coronavirus. The insurance people don't want to check your car because it could be the coronavirus on there. Police don't want to do it. It's a whole lot of stuff that got to be done all of a sudden because y'all want to, I don't even know what you're stealing, because it's like the market for everything is like, are the pawn shops even open? I mean, drug dealers going to take items from you right now? I mean, because unless you breaking in stealing toilet paper, I don't think people leaving toilet paper in their car, you're probably not going to get nothing. Probably not going to get nothing worth your while, that is. But hey, I'm not going to focus on the gloom and doom. I'm going to talk about some stuff that can help. Because, you know, here's Smooth Drama. It's all about the help, right? So, for example, quarantine. A lot of people are quarantining themselves, so it's a lot of streaming going on. You know, and so there's a lot of different stuff that you can do as far as they're talking about opening up movies on demand. So, you know, maybe you can have movie night. I mean, because a lot of you are probably going to the sites where they bootleg the movies anyway, but even bootlegging is going to go away now because guess what? There's no movie theater to go into steal the movie. So the bootleg sites are about to be terrible, right? I mean, that's where everybody go to get the early release of the movies. There's no more of that. Because movie theaters, AMC, Cinemark, all of them are shut down. So you can't do that. But I would say this. So I'm going to figure that the internet is going to be busy, right? So, video chat. Now, if you got to be quarantined, there's some video chatting that could happen. You can get your Skype, Google Hangout, Zoom, whatever, FaceTime, whatever you're going to do. You know, if you want to get a little goosebumps, daytime, nighttime, doesn't even matter right now, but you can get it in. And it could be joy-free, guilty-free, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. But I guess if you got kids, it's kind of tough, so you have to wait till night. That's where I can offer you another solution. So you can go to smoothdrama.com. We have a chat room. So if you wanted to get some anonymous chat, our chat room is anonymous. It's about as anonymous as it can get. They even give you names that just make no sense. Relax, Earthling. It's whatever. You can go in there and you can say whatever you want on the chat room. It doesn't even matter. My gift to you. Go and be anonymous and prosper. And do it with pride. Let your internet muscles poke out. I mean, because it's interesting right now, right? One other thing, though. Make a shank. I mean, just in case. It's almost like Zombieland, right? Why Zombieland last night? Shout out to the Zombieland homie. And, you know, they got the rules to survive. And so you start talking about what are the rules to survive during the coronavirus as opposed to Zombieland. Yep. Obviously, you want to have some water. You know, people, you don't have to buy a lot of bottled water. You can just buy a water filter, have water filter pitchers. It's the same thing. You don't have to carry the water bottles. You know, you see people, they're out there struggling. You know your muscle retention is not that good, and you just got them in cases of water bottles. It's going to be okay. Water filter. Last longer. Save you some time and struggle. Once again, make your shank. Two. I know there's a lot of people who were on that hand sanitizer, but just soap. And, you know, here's social commentary here, right? A lot of people are discovering that soap is important. I mean, soap's always been important. Some of you who have not, who are just now realizing that soap is important, I'm glad. You know, I'm happy. At the same time, hey, use that soap. And please let it be a part of your life going forward. Like bathe all the time. Using that soap. Be good. Be good with the soap. Let that soap get in there. Just let it get into the bone marrow. Just use soap. That's all I'm saying. So it's a lot of people, once again, you're not clean. And you're learning clean habits now. And it's a struggle, right? Because you wasn't predisposed to cleaning up. Didn't really use bleach. Didn't bleach wasn't in your life. And now you're kind of forced to have that. Cleanliness is being forced on people. Because if you're not clean, you're more than likely you're going to get sick. And if you're not clean and you're old, it's a wrap, right? And if you're young and you're one of the people who learned them habits, now you got to learn to be clean or you're going to kill your grandparents. That's what it's coming down to. If your grandparents get sick, young people, it's because of y'all. Y'all did it. No pressure. I mean, do the right thing. Use soap. Bathe, wash your hands. Wash your face, you little nasty bastards. And you big nasty bastards. Wash. You'll be all right. And for all you people buying all the medicine, but leaving all the vitamins on the shelf, don't be stupid. Please don't be stupid. Vitamins. Prevention. Not, well, when I get sick, I got medicine. That's the dumb approach. If that's the case, you might as well just not wash your ass and just let nature take its course. Because that's kind of, it's the same thought. Am I, anyway, I'm going to go on break here. Because I can go on for days on this, but I only got an hour. This is Rhapsody. Oprah.
Give me honorary master. Rapper working green just like the master. The new slave talking like he got a master. Screaming free thought, free thought. All the greatest legends behind bars, they really talk. They really talk. Everything I say is everything I really walk. Got it for the free though, if it wasn't what I really thought. Really talk. Yeah. Pigeon pole. Pigeon pole. Only way we ever, ever coming to the soul. My outer coat, come for blood, got me tripping toes. Give the homies money so they eat well. Yeah. When it cops the Audi, gotta go and get it detailed. Drive don't depreciate the value of the resale. Yeah, yeah. They're talking that shit in this mother like we eat there. Hold up.
Mother shit flow, bring the funk back.
This for my young heads, my real ones, and old black.
This
for my nasty niggas asking where the hoes at. This gonna be the break, we stop and make them do the soul clap.
Dollars,
hey,
dollars, dollars, circulate. 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 Dollars, dollars, circulate.
It ain't uncommon to borrow a dollar. Invite me over to eat with your mama. I like to check with the commas on commas. I love to check with the commas on commas. It ain't uncommon to borrow a dollar. Invite me over to eat with your mama. I like to check with the commas on commas. I want to check with the commas on commas.
I need them dollars. Run me my half or I put a hole in your wallet. Cocaine on my way. You don't want these dollars. Bank call said they running out of commas. That's on my mama. I'm steady mobbing. Post it up till I reach my profit margin. Cash money, 99 and 2,000. Hustle Lord, don't you hear my stomach routing. Bitch, I'm bloody, I'm hungry. So I need them tender greens filling up my plate. Cash on delivery, bitch, I raise the stakes. You wait, what I fucking make. It's just a pop out and I don't even show my face. So yeah, to count it out, gon' take about a minute. Don't claim the gang, hope if you know you're not with it. Marijuana Senate, windows tinted, keep it low, cause you know these niggas can't wait to print it. Oh yeah.
It ain't uncommon to borrow a dollar. Invite me over to eat with your mama. I like to check with the commas on commas. I love to check with the commas on commas. It ain't uncommon to borrow a dollar. Invite me over to eat with your mama. I like to check with the commas on commas. I want to check with the commas on commas.
Dollars, dollars, circulate. 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 They said we wouldn't have shit. Would it last if it was up to white Jesus? Niggas started to believe it, started birthing and bleeding it. Oh, the lies y'all sold us. Oh, this poor love of ours, this gospel we sing, this little shine of mine, I'm gonna let it eat me up. I'm gonna let it kill me. Gonna let it fuck me up till I'm leaning, till I'm feeling, till I'm feeling better. Wow. I kind of feel better now. Because I got it now. For me. for him, for her, for my grandmama who had to pick cotton, and my granddaddy who got lashed at and laughed at, who you turned your back on, who you took your turn on for massa. I'm sorry, I'm kind of violent now. Fucking tired now. Don't mean to disturb your peace, just needed a little piece of what you got when I helped you out for massa. Y'all got me hot now. Not asking for permission, came back to see what's good now. Niggas buying dreams by the pound, only real niggas selling, only real niggas feel your fear. It's nice I've frightened you. It's nice I've inspired you to look, to think, to act like me. Little old me, little old me came back to say, we made it.
Together you got smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Rhapsody. Oprah, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right, conspiracy theory. Oh, number 375,982. Maybe. So, yeah, I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? So, we can say this is a natural disaster. It's not man-made. Or we can just look at some facts. So, we can start with the people who have it the most. We say Chinese, Iranians, and the Italians. What do they have in common? Do they have anything in common? I mean, I could be wrong, or I could be right, or it could be anything, right? So let's just look. So there's a thing called the Belt and Road Initiative. What's the Belt and Road Initiative? Well, basically, that's China's plan, which is a push to increase their global clout and their integration with the world's economy. It's called their New Silk Road Initiative. So, what's it about? China, they got forces in Africa. So, you know, they're trying to take over the Indian Ocean, being the power in the Indian Ocean. They have a digital free trade zone where China linked to Malaysia, where company in Malaysia is trying to be the competitor for Amazon. Then there's them trying to take over the global market where they can supplant the dollar. They created a new international court that supposed to settle differences when they have trade disagreements. It's a lot of things that the Chinese are doing, right? What does that have to do with Iran? Nothing. Even though Iran is like a trade partner with China. What does that have to do with Italy? Italy is a trade partner with China. Italy was the first of the quote-unquote Great Seven Nations to sign with China and their new Silk Road Initiative. What does that mean? It means nothing. Or maybe it means everything. Because basically, what we're talking about here is you have countries who are challenging the status quo. And those countries have more cases of the virus in any other country. I mean, like 100 times over. Now, Britain actually, you know, people been talking about the Brexit, you know, because Britain left the European Union because they've been considering that same deal that Italy got, because Italy signed for $2.8, I think like $1 billion to be a part of that Silk Road. And Britain was talking about doing the same thing. Now, I could be just being a conspiracy theorist and saying all that stuff means nothing, right? You know, trade agreements, countries being aligned in those countries that are aligned or enemies of the West getting the virus. All that stuff I just got through talking about really means nothing, right? I mean, because giving the virus to your enemies and making sure that your number one competitor who is trying to supplant you as the world power, because China is the number two economy in the world, they're trying to supplant you as the world power. There's no incentive to take out the number two person, right? It's like a Afro Samurai. Number two is coming after number one all the time. But number one is not concerned with number two. Number one is not going to go hunt number two down because number two is hunting number one. Is that how that goes? Oh, if you don't know about Afro Samurai, basically that was, there's the bandana you had, the number one bandana. Everybody came after number one, was trying to kill number one. And so you got different rankings, whatnot. It's funny how it is. It's kind of similar, only you say, in this case, number one is looking at number two and saying, what can I do to keep number two down? There are some people who are like, yeah, well, they gave it out with flu shots, vaccinations, whatnot. So, I mean, we can say, what, it's March? And you can say when they gave out those flu shots, maybe there was some coronavirus in those flu shots that they gave out. Don't know. Maybe it was sent because you say that it can survive. I mean, because they're talking about it can survive on different surfaces, 24 hours, whatnot. So people who are handling said surfaces and those people handling said surfaces touching other people handling said surfaces, how you can do that? I mean, that could do it. I mean, there's all kinds of ways that it could sneak in. I mean, because you know, right now we're on that, oh, don't touch nobody, social distance, and make sure that you wash your hands, use soap, whatnot, for everything. Because it lasts 24 hours on metal, whatnot. So you can see how all you had to do is if something is being shipped somewhere, say like you're a trade partner, like China and Italy, if you infect the Chinese imports, and people who dock workers, they're touching the cardboard, which is normally stuff are in boxes when they ship. You can see how that kind of works, right? And then they touch people, and then all of a sudden, boom. Because a lot of people don't use soap. A lot of people don't believe in soap. Soap, not really all that important to people. Sometimes. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, there is a rumor, like Europeans don't use soap, whatnot. I mean, it's a rumor. I don't know. It's stereotype. I'm guessing that there's soap in Europe. Maybe. I don't know. But I'm digressing. I'm going past what I was talking about. Because I'm still on conspiracy theory 375,982. Is this a natural disaster? Or is it man-made? And so, if we throw all the stuff that I just said out the window, and you just say, maybe it came from someone eating a bad bat, because we know bats have rabies, and it could have mutated, because that's how viruses do, right? You caught and killed, you had that bad bat suit, and the rabies that bat had mutated, and it got inside a human, and then boom, that's how it starts, right? Because there's a lot of people in China and Italy that eat bat soup. I don't know. Conversely, we say, all right, well, we know that dogs have rabies too. And according to urban legend, if you've been eating Chinese, you've been eating dog for years too. So maybe if you had some bad Chinese and the dog had rabies that they caught and cut up, that how it starts in the United States, eating bad Chinese food, according to the urban legend. See how stupid it can get. It can get real stupid real quick, right? I'm just saying. I mean, if we can believe the bat, then we can believe that, all right, so you just stop eating Chinese food here in America. Avoid Chinatown like people have been doing. Then boom. Kill the virus. Anyway. So, all right. So now, in lieu of everything closing because of the virus, whatnot, you know, it's getting crazy out here, and people are wondering about income, whatnot, and what's going to happen. So I'm giving a shout out to Gavin Newsom. You know, as far as politicians go, I'm not going to say that, you know, he's for people, whatnot, per se. I can only gauge him by his actions. But dude he signed that California bill where California college students can make money off of their images. They can take control of their future. I mean, it was like he's hated, but it's a beautiful thing, because athletes can profit in their own name instead of colleges taking your name and living off of you in time immemorial, and you don't have control of your name, they have control of your name. And then, so, you know, he's been having the issue with PG&E, because PG&E have been running roughshod here in California, and even flexed their muscles with the, we're going to shut off the power certain areas. they would just roll the power shut off, kind of prove a point. Like, hey, F y'all, we control y'all. So in light of what's happening, he said, I'm not going to fight y'all, and so you can recover your $23 billion in bankruptcy, because, you know, PG&E went bankruptcy. So they wouldn't have to pay all the bills and fines that they had accrued because of their mismanagement of their equipment and power lines, which started the fires here in California. So what does Gavin Newsom do when he allows that to happen? It's like, you know what? I'm not even going to challenge your, I'll let you go bankruptcy. So he signed an executive order last night halting foreclosures and evictions while also directing the State Utilities Commission to monitor efforts by companies to prevent utility shutoffs. So basically what he did was he temporarily suspended till May state and local laws restricting local governments from halting evictions and directs the State Department of Business Oversight and Housing Agency to collaborate to, you know, one, help Californians avoid foreclosure. And he also said that you can't turn off the utilities. And so this goes through May. So... And I'll quote his words. People should lose or be forced out of their homes because of the spread of COVID-19. Over the next few weeks, everyone will have to make sacrifices, but a place to live shouldn't be one of them. I encourage cities and counties to take up this authority to protect Californians. So basically, people won't necessarily have to pay their energy bill, and it can't be turned off. So he's saying, yeah, PG&E, you can go ahead and be bankrupt. But I'm also giving the people, because, you know, when they don't do bank, when they can't be bank, when they go bankruptcy, they're also any cost that they have to pay, they're going to transfer it over to consumer. But Gavin Newsom just said for the next couple months, you can't get no money. It's kind of beautiful. Shout out to Gavin Newsom. I don't know you, but you a G. But his name starts with a G, so he really is a G. You can say, what's up, G? And it, anyway. I thought that was kind of cool what he did. So I'll give a politician a shout out. Now, while I'm giving the politician a shout out, say Nevada. Nevada is struggling. I mean, you know, all the places are struggling right now. If you're talking about industry that has anything to do with pleasure or just serving people, right? Because no one's going out, no one's going to movies, none of that stuff is happening. Because disposable income is going to the basics, like food and shelter. No one's going out to have a good time. So if you're working in that in those industries, you're struggling. And so, like, Vegas is a ghost town, and you know they're talking about the brothels, where they're saying they're checking the ranch over there, they're checking the temperature of people, right? And you have to actually not only get your temperature checked, but you have to wear a mask. You gotta walk in with your mask, and even during sex. They got the wipes. and if anybody's got a cold, you got to go home. It's kind of funny. This is where we're at now, where you got that mask on. You can get some if you wear a mask, and they check your temperature, and your temperature is the right temperature. I don't know. That's where we're at. I mean, because I thought, are you going to have, masks at the movie theater? You can go to the movies if you have a mask and gloves, but they cut that off. And so this is where we might be, where we're wearing masks and gloves to do everything going forward, if we go forward with anything. Interesting times we're living in right now. Very interesting times. And on that note, I probably need to take a break. So I'm a dig into the closet of the He Come From My Balls files. It's a clay creation for you.
I wrote this shit after I thought I had finished my album. Inshallah, I hope to God that they fuck with the outcome. Conversations about image and social media. Did that shit so many times it seems tedious. I know who with me, never asking where the love at. I know I'm cute, I'm never asking where my hug at. And when shorties was asking where all the thugs at, I was walking around in polo shirts and a backpack. Mama told me don't miss the forest for trees. Well, since I can't see it yet, I guess I'll plant the seeds. Jehovah Jireh, my God is supplying needs. Even though I've been doing some dirty deeds, supporting actors out here talking like they lead. I put my pen to the paper and make it bleed. I write shit for your face, I ain't chasing the wave. And if you ever talk shit, I'll put you boys in the grave. I got that glow like your boy was about to go to a rave. And salute to OGs for the roads that they paved. Man, I got this shit now. I think I got this shit down, huh? Yeah. Hey, yo, Will B, I feel like I'm coming into myself, you know what I mean? Yeah. I specialize in creating a something out of nothing. When shit get harder, my nigga, I'm a toughin. I can do what these niggas is doing, I ain't bluffing. I be fighting temptations like I was David Ruffin. Trying to follow the blueprint from niggas I admire. I aspire to drop her through a wire. Is there room in a game for a fan who rhymes and quotes shit from his favorite song sometimes? I wrote shit as an homage to music that has shaped me. Nowadays, niggas like, what you done for me lately? Niggas trying to play the relevance game. Niggas playing with their life for some money and fame. All factual. Nigga ain't no cap like it's lowercase. Niggas running plates, meanwhile I'm at a different pace. Told my boys, do you want to live forever or live for the moment? Do you want to be a legend or live in the comments of the shade room? Said I didn't fit in with these niggas, so I made room. Bringing real feelings back to music again. And if y'all bumping this shit, that means I already win. Man, I love y'all. I'm out. Yeah, I'm out. This was left on regrets. I'll see y'all next time. Let that shit ride out, Will.
Together you guys move from the Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Clay Creation for you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. There's a lot of stuff going on. And I know a lot of people talk about the coronavirus and what was happening. And I would be remiss if, once again, I'm not talking about my conspiracy theory. So before I even continue on with yet another conspiracy theory, I'm just going to go into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So what's that shit that happened again that my homie is saying, oh, hell no, too? Well, we always don't see how they're playing chess and you're playing checkers. So, right here in Oakland, for the past, what, I remember when it started, Urban Shield, I believe, where police teams from as far away as South Korea, Uruguay, Jordan, they would come here. It's the Urban Shield Expo and Conference, one of the largest tactical police summits in the world. 6,000 people would come here to help SWAT teams coordinate with fire departments, healthcare providers, and other agencies to simulate responses to mass casualty events like attacks against law enforcement, mass shooting, earthquakes, or any other calamity. We don't know nothing about that. Well, I'm just, because this coronavirus wouldn't count as a calamity, right? But anyway, Urban Shield was the largest training event for militarized police in the world. Happened right here in the Bay Area. Not that kind of stuff is important, right? Not that kind of stuff is important, because it has nothing to do with what we're talking about now. We're not in the middle of anything that is major. It's not a major event. It's not something that they would need police for. Now, if you've been out there over the weekend and past couple days, you would have seen that there's some new police vehicles out there that, like, fit. They're like giant happy vans, but they can fit like people, like paddy wagons, right? They're new police paddy wagons out there. Kind of fits what they were doing as far as, training to pick people up, quarantine them, whatnot. I'm saying, this is what's happening. This was something that was trained for in 2005. They had been doing this forever, and there were protests against it. I remember the protests against it is what brought it to my attention. And they had been protesting till they cut the funding last May. March or May. Scroll ahead to now. Checkers that people who, people are playing, they're playing chess. So you're planning for it. It's something that you're training your police for all over the world. For a mass event. So your police force is ready to militarize the community. Now, yeah, it's COVID. According to people, it's a natural disaster, right? It's not made in the laboratory. None of that. But our police just so happened to be ready for this. No coincidence. I mean, it could be Groundhog Day, though. I mean, if we look at what has happened as far as historically, certain things happen, certain events happen, and a lot of people die. And it's better for that country after all the poor people have died off. That survival of the fittest. I mean, because you could say this is the survival of the fittest virus. Because if you're not clean, if you're not somebody who's strong and have good genes, take care of yourself correctly, this could get you. I mean, because there are a lot of athletes who are testing positive for it, but they're going to be fine. Because once again, if you're strong, you get it. You know, it doesn't feel well, but you're going to be okay. But if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be okay. Now, am I going too far off track to say Groundhog Day? They create, when I say they, we say the powers that be, you say government working in conjunction. Certain communities working in conjunction to set these things in motion. Train the police because you know you're going to create these conditions. And your police force has to be ready to combat this. So now we got the paddy wagons out there. And we have martial law in effect. It's loose martial law. Right? It's kind of loose right now because it's at the discretion of the police. Now, we know as people who, if you're one of the people like myself who has been underserved by the police, it's trying times, right? Because police, you, like, if you're going to the grocery store, like, I go, if I want to go to the grocery store or whatnot, once they become intensive, I have to, hey, where are you going? Why are you going? I'm going to the grocery store. And so you kind of have to prove it. You'll have to prove where you're going. I mean, it's already in effect in different countries where they have papers where they have to show they're going to work, whatnot. Police are ready for that in different countries because they've been trained. Urban Shield, funded by taxpayers. But I digress. I mean, it's Groundhog Day. They create natural disaster and they create the conditions and they make sure that they're ready for it. Now, some people would say, does that fit Groundhog Day? Is that racist, whatnot, something that happens over and over again? I would say, yeah. You create conditions, and you're ready to capitalize on them conditions. You know, people had been, you know, been a little free. People had been a little loose with their mouths, whatnot. People think that they can actually challenge government. And so government is like on the low. Yeah, we run y'all. So you have, in effect, somebody telling you what to do. And if you don't do it, you may or may not get in trouble. Freedom ain't quite so free. And so, in the vein of telling you what to do and what not to do, conversely, you have the Florida governor. He won't close his beaches. It's like, you know what? I'm not gonna do it. Right? I am not going to do it. Ron DeSantis. Remember the dude that beat Andrew Gillum who hasn't gotten over that loss and just was caught, he's on methamphetamines. Anyway, not talking about that. Talk about that Thursday. But Ron DeSantis was like, yeah, we're not closing our beaches. Get that. Why would we close our beach? Because it's Florida, right? I'm not shutting down my beach. Why would I do that? I don't care. I'm not going to the beach. If y'all want to go to the beach and you want to spread the virus amongst yourselves, go ahead. It's going to lock you up anyway.
You know,
I mean, because he signed the order that would limit parties on the beach to 10 people per group. And he refused, you know, he forced any businesses authorized to sell liquor to reduce occupancy by half. He said local governments make their own decision. And he said, and I'll quote, what we're going to be doing for the statewide floor for beaches, we're going to be applying the CDC guidance of no group on a beach more than 10, and you have to have distance apart if you're going to be out there. So that applies statewide. So, if you want to go to the beach in Florida, you can. And if it's 10 of y'all just have to have some social distance. Just scoot back a little bit. Y'all can hang out. And a lot of people are at the beach in Florida. Because it's Florida, right? That's what they do. No biggie. Conversely, I'm using that word a lot tonight. Conversely, that's my new word. It's my conjunction, junction. What's my function? Anyway, New Orleans Bourbon Street partiers, they had to send them home. Because, they're like, hey, you're jeopardizing public health. They like, we don't care, we're going to party. Because it's New Orleans. I'm from there. I grew up there. So, people party. It's Bourbon Street. We gonna get it in, right? Only problem is, in getting it in New Orleans, is the fact that, hey, you're doing exactly what they want you to do. Spread the virus and all the sickly and the unhealthy, you'll get it and you'll, you know, fall off. It's kind of the point. So you could say that all the time I've been feeding you bad genetically modified food. I've been making it readily accessible to you. I mean, it's not feeding you. I mean, and maybe that Popeye's chicken sandwich might be part of it. I don't know. I know people's going crazy for it, and I'm like, no, I'm never eating. But all the food that's not good for you, and I made the comment earlier that people are buying food that you have to cook, but people can't cook. They don't know how to eat healthy, how to eat the ill, which is important. It's all coming together now. It's like the perfect storm. So you have to be ready. And if you're not ready, bam, this is it. We're at that point where if you don't know how to do right and have had no one to teach you how to do right, your wrong flaws are going to come out. I hope everybody can get it together and be able to survive. Stay safe, people. I will see y'all on the other side. This is Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. And I'm out. Peace.
being the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys
move. Drama.